Now, for those of you who were here last week, as we read the canticle of the Magnificat or the Song of Mary, I mentioned how it was possibly my favorite, portion of all of Scripture because of the poetry and the hope and the meaning behind it. Well, today's gospel is possibly my second favorite reading, and mostly because it's so much fun to read. You know, it's once a year, whether you're the priest or the deacon, if you are the gospeler, for a moment you get to feel like Sir John Houseman. And of course, I know about over half of you in the room probably have no clue who I'm talking about, but along with that, there are so many wonderful images of who Christ is. Now, in John, in theology, we use a lot of words such as Christology and such to talk about, the study and the essence of who Jesus Christ is. And John covers that in 18 verses. I've often heard that the Gospel of John exists in the first 18 verses and the rest of the book is just commentary. And it starts off in the beginning. Now, we know this is not the only place in the Bible where in the beginning, begins the chapter. Actually, the whole Bible starts with the words, in the beginning. And it's no mistake that the author of John's gospel repeats those words in his gospel. Because as Paul tells us in the letter to the Galatians, that the law or the Torah, the first five books of the gospel, were written to be a guide to lead the people of God, to bring them closer to God. But in Jesus Christ, we have the summation of the law. All the law is fulfilled in Christ. So all that the Torah, the law of Moses, was preparing us for, that is all known in Christ. And we're told that Christ came to us as the true light. And this is a light that will not be overcome by darkness. Now, there are times in our world where it feels like no matter how faithful we are, all the things that are happening around us seem to be crowding and overshadow us. Right now, there are so many tough and difficult reports coming to us over the news. We're watching on the television screen, and as I said a couple weeks ago, and it still reminds me sometimes when I was a little kid in the late 60s and early 70s, where if you watched the evening news, you would see the various riots, you would have people being attacked, you would have war breaking out in different places, and people just angry. But the wonderful thing about Christ is, in spite of all the anger and the hurt and the hatred and sadness, His light shines through. And though at times it seems like it's going to be overwhelmed, in the last 2,000 years, it has yet to be overwhelmed, and it will never be overwhelmed. And part of that is because that light exists in each and every one of us. And through all of us who proclaim Christ as Savior, as our King, that light gets shared with other people. And so I encourage you during this season of Christmas. Now, retailers would have had you think that the 12 days of Christmas started like the 13th of December and ended with the Christmas Eve last-minute sales. The 12 days of Christmas started on Christmas Day. So we are only a third of the way through the 12 days of Christmas. Christmas is a 12-day feast. So we're just getting started. And during this time of Christmas, this time in which we celebrate love coming into the world through Jesus Christ, I encourage you to leave that light that shines within you, that light that comes from Christ, to to shine amongst those you come in contact with. Sometimes it's as simple as giving somebody who looks like they're having a bad day a kind word. Other times it's helping out somebody who is in dreadful need, or sharing your own story, leaving other people know what it means to you to be a part of the church, what it means to you to be one with Christ and with your brothers and sisters. Sometimes the light, all it takes is just being there, being present.